Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Authorities in Texas are identifying the dead gunman in Saturday's mass shooting as a 33-year-old Hispanic male, Mauricio Garcia. Eight people were killed and seven others wounded in the weekend shooting at Allen Premium Outlets, roughly 30 miles north of Dallas. The gunman was killed by a police officer that was at the mall and responded. Citizen Cole Korchek was a witness at the mall.
There's this guy dressed in all black, wearing a vest, has an assault rifle, and he's just shooting at people.
A new poll indicates President Biden has a terrible start for his re-election campaign.
That survey from ABC News and the Washington Post sees his approval rating slip to 36%. The number is a 6 percentage point drop for Biden from February. Roughly a third of Americans are confident that the 80-year-old commander-in-chief has the physical health and stamina to effectively serve. 44% of those questioned felt that former President Trump is too old for the job. Trump will be 77 next month. I'm Jerry Marmash.
With the expected surge this week at the border, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has unveiled a new specialized border response force called the Texas Tactical Border Force. He announced it this morning at the Austin-Bergstrom International Airport.
The Texas National Guard is loading Black Hawk helicopters and C-130s, deploying specially trained National Guard members for the Texas Tactical Border Force.
An experimental Chinese spacecraft safely returned to Earth after staying in orbit for 276 days. China was testing the country's reusable space technologies. The uncrewed spacecraft returned to the launch center in northwest China this morning. Today is officially Victory in Europe Day, the Allies' victory over Nazi Germany, as we celebrate this Victory in Europe Day. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
A top Senate Democrat would like to see more oversight of the Supreme Court justices.
The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee wants Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts to establish a code of conduct for the High Court. On CNN's State of the Union, Senator Dick Durbin said,
"He can announce a code of conduct for the court and finally mean something. This is the Roberts Court, and history is going to judge him by the decision he makes on this."
Durbin has been conducting hearings on ethics reforms after reports surfaced about Justice Clarence Thomas and his wife receiving money and gifts from wealthy Republican donors. I'm John Schaefer.
Fire crews battled wildfires threatening communities in western Canada yesterday as cooler temperatures and a bitter rain brought some relief, but officials warn the reprieve came only in some areas. Officials in Alberta said there were 108 active fires in the province, and the number of evacuees grew about 29,000. Presidential candidate Donald Trump won't testify at his New York civil trial.
His attorneys did not meet Sunday's judge-mandated deadline to request that he testify in his own defense. This comes after Trump said last week that he'd probably attend the trial. Writer E. Jean Carroll is suing Trump, claiming he raped her in a Manhattan store dressing room in the 1990s. Trump's attorney suggests a 79-year-old came forward after over 20 years in order to sell more copies of her 2019 memoir. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Megan Barth joins us now. She is the founder and proprietor of RingandBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Look, at the call that needs to go out to all of America is a new word that they need to hold on to and champion as the cause, and that is decoupling. We need to decouple from all things that are injurious and antithetical to our Constitution. You and I have been talking about this, the DIE, movement that has been, that has commanded corporate America. Along with that is ESG, which is nothing more than a social credit scoring for corporate America, which is causing them to go woke, go broke, and do silly things like what happened with Budweiser and all the Anheuser-Busch products. I don't know if you saw the video. There was a video out recently about somebody had gone to, I think it was either Costco or Sam's, and they started showing all the beer brands and all the empty shelves of everything but Anheuser-Busch and especially Bud Light. Nobody's buying their product. They are losing millions of dollars for doing this. But see, this is all being prompted by the influence of the World Economic Forum and this movement by, the Holy Trinity of Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street that is measuring corporate America on these evaluations and giving them a social credit score. And they're moving in that direction and moving us away from a free America, Megan.
Yeah, and I think you meant Wall Street, but I get the gist. And I wholeheartedly agree with you. At Fenway Park, they were showing a video, I think on TikTok or something the other day, that showed that the Bud Light concession stand was completely empty. And this is basically people voting with their pocketbooks and doing what they can in order to fight back against this, quote unquote, woke agenda. Whereby men all of a sudden can throw on a wig and lipstick and call themselves a woman and be entirely acceptable and normal and also invade women's private spaces. This is kind of the tipping point that we have here whereby, we've witnessed insanity in the stock market, in the housing market, in our COVID response, those types of insanity. But now what we are witnessing is true insanity, where a mental disorder is now being mainstreamed as normal behavior and acceptable behavior. This is really hitting people, personally, because it is affecting really their children's lives.
Exactly. Well, even worse yet, though, Megan, I want to add, it's protected behavior, right? It's those two things that you mentioned, plus it's protected and now weaponized.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And it's protected by a very strong, powerful minority. And even when you look at the White House, they are protecting this mental illness and mainstreaming it, in order to basically force it down the throats of Americans. And Americans are like, okay, well, you know, if you're going to try this, we don't need to force down our throats Bud Light. Bud Light stepped out of its lane big time.
Yes.
And this is the way of the American consumer, a majority of us, quite frankly. We're really no longer silent, but this is a way to express our opposition with our pocketbooks.
Exactly, because it doesn't just stop there at beer. And now it has to do with our kids. They don't want parents involved in raising their kids or having a say if you know, the school or some other power decides that they deserve to be, you know, genetically or, you know, gender transformed.
Right. And in Nevada here, we have been hijacked by a very far left Marxist legislature run by Democrats. And a Democrat was actually on the record during a hearing the other day about school choice. And she said the quiet part out loud. She had wished she could legislate what parents can do. And she goes, I'm sorry, I had to say that. And all of us are like, no, we are, don't apologize. We are so glad you said the quiet part out loud. Because the Democrats continue to to build a wall, if you will, and drive a wedge between parents and kids. And that's very intentional. They pick on the most vulnerable in our society, which are children, and create the walls necessary in order to create what they want, which is total control from the cradle to the grave. And they've had their death grip on education for 40 years through the union, through the federal education, the Federal Bureau of Education, at the NEA. And what they have produced is absolute utter failure. And they've done that. They have done that by design. Because when you have an ignorant populace, you have an unarmed populace.
Exactly.
So if they can't unarm you by passing, you know, quote unquote gun control laws, and infringing upon the Second Amendment, they can certainly disarm you, by not, providing kids, with the education they deserve and they need to become productive citizens of society. They can easily overthrow the capitalist system if all they produce is serfs.
Right. Well, yeah, this is an educational system that we're paying for, Megan. We're paying for you know, a failing educational system. And this is when America has got to say enough is enough and we've got to take it back. There's already an exodus, as we know, throughout the country where people are moving their children away from public schools. But it's not enough. And I feel for these families that feel like they're trapped and they have no other means, you know, in which to educate their kids. At least that's what they believe. But every day, more and more citizens are realizing that they can homeschool their kids, and their kids are better educated through the homeschooling process than public education.
Exactly. And I think the parents' light bulb really went off when COVID hit, right? I mean, I guess if you want to look at COVID as a positive, then you can say, okay, well, you know, parents finally understood what exactly their kids were learning or weren't learning, because the kids were being, in a de facto sense, homeschooled because they were bringing the classroom into the home, and that the parents were then observing what exactly the kids were doing online and what that would translate into the classroom. And so this awakening, if you will, was due to COVID. And we have stats here in Nevada that show that I think it's upwards and close to 20% of their of parents removed their kids out of school, and our homeschooling numbers went up dramatically.
Wow.
In the double digits. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's huge, 20%. But you see, look, you get what you pay for, and unfortunately, the government has rigged the system in such a way that they've compromised and they're wasting our money. And thank God for the people in Nevada that are showing, you know, how you do it. and they stand out as an example to the rest of the country that it can be done. But again, we cannot abandon these inherent God-given rights as enumerated in our Constitution.
Well, no, we certainly can't abandon them. But, you know, I was just on a show right before yours here, and we were talking about education. And they were asking me what I would hope for in the next president or who I think the nominee is going to be.
I'll tell you what. Let me hit pause. We'll come back. We'll pick it up right after this. Stay with us. We got more from Megan after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
American
19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Megan Barth. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, sorry I had to cut you off, I had to go to break, but pick up what you were saying before in terms of what we would hope to expect in 2024.
Who I believe would be president, I have absolutely no idea. But what I would hope for is someone that would be a change agent, that would actually be able to, much like Trump, when he shocked the world and he came down the escalator and he won against all odds against Hillary Clinton, it would be someone like him, like an outsider. Whether it's him or not, I have no idea. But primarily what I think needs to be done, and there's a lot of things that need to be done, but what needs to be done is the complete abolishment of the Department of Education, because it's been a proven failure. It is nothing but a waste of precious resources, which are our tax dollars. And it's given us, our return on investment is zero, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We need to return education back to the state. And the only way that we can do that, once you eliminate the Department of Education, you also basically handicap and kneecap the powerful unions, which have had control, much like we've seen through Randy Weingarten with the NEA, has had an absolute unilateral control over the education of our kids.
They've breached our trust, haven't they?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's a nice way to say it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, is that how?
But yeah.
Yeah. No. But I mean, how can you give them more money or even want to continue on with them when they violated our trust? I mean, there is a sacrosanct responsibility when we entrust, you know, to you our most precious commodity, which is our children. And you violate our children like this, and you serve yourself, and you misappropriate the monies that the hard-earned taxpayers have given you? No, I agree with you 100%. We have got to, and this is a way to make a statement, not only to the Department of Education, but everything else that has to do with the government that is failing the people. I mean, it is to the point, Megan, when you look at the surveys, most of the people in the country today believe that just about all the government institutions have failed us.
Right. And the only person, candidate, that I see talking about doing some radical changes and ideas is Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yes.
He is an Ohio native. He's a tech executive. He's actually talking about these big ideas about reducing the footprint of the federal government and returning and allowing states to keep their tax dollars, right? Because
exactly.
The states put tax dollars, they send it to the federal government. The federal government then divvies it up and then sends it back based on some die formula, right?
Yeah, with strings attached, Megan.
Of course. Right,
yeah.
Of course. Yeah. You have to spend this on, you know, XYZ programs that have everything to do not with success, but diversity, inclusion, and equity, which is DIE. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he talks about these big ideas. Now, with a name like his, it's hard to pronounce, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Usually candidates, have some sort of name that rhymes with something, et cetera. But he does talk about these big ideas, and I think that now, at the time in this country, we need big ideas, much like Trump was expressing. Trump, when he ran and won in 2016, he was talking about the big idea of draining the swamp. He was talking about the red meat, about locker up. He was talking about build the wall. Those were the ideas that were basically like chumming the water to sharks, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it was different. He was a different candidate. He was an outsider. He wasn't the political class. It wasn't, quote unquote, his time, like John McCain or Bob Dole or Hillary Clinton or what have you.
Right.
Whether or not it's him, whether or not it's Trump, I don't know. But these types of big ideas need to be present. And if you can speak to the parents of this country and promise that you will protect their children, I think that is an issue that really needs to be stressed right now, because parents across the country are inflamed and angry about what their children went through during COVID, and now what their children are going through with this whole transgender nonsense.
Exactly.
And sexual education nonsense.
Well, you saw what happened in Virginia. We've got about just short of 5 minutes left, and I did want to address what is coming out. The mainstream media, social media oligarchs cannot tamp down any longer the Biden family influence peddling. It is hitting us all in the face, and all that you and I have been reporting on, you know, for the last 5 years plus between Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton, it's all out here. It cannot be denied, can it?
Oh, sure, it can be denied. I mean, you know, where is this going to go?
Yeah.
Merrick Garland?
Yeah.
Where is this going to go? Like, I don't know. Like, I am completely over the Biden crime family because we've known about basically their graft and corruption now for years. The FBI tried to bury it, quote-unquote, intel agents. Everyone from the former head of the CIA on down tried to label it as Russian disinformation. We have an entirely rotten system that has rotted to the core because centralized power corrupts absolutely. We have a corrupted system. And so when you have someone like Merrick Garland, and I honestly think that's the only one of the good things that Mitch McConnell did, and there's not many, was block his Supreme Court nomination.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Stay for that.
Well,
I'd thank him to this day for that. You can say whatever you want about the turtle. But what is Merrick Garland going to do? He even lied in front of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And when there
exactly.
is no accountability, when there is no accountability, there will continue to be criminality.
Well, this whistleblower that either is, you know, comes from inside the FBI or the Department of Justice is this thing's gaining a lot of traction here to where, I mean, if you want to just flat out and just lie to yourself, you can. But all the suspicions that particularly people on the right have had regarding the Biden family, and you know as well as anything else, I get it. A lot of people are saying, gosh, I'm just worn out fighting this thing, because no matter what, you can get Merrick Garland to come before the Senate. He flat out lies. There's no, there's no consequence for this. Christopher Wray comes. He lies. No consequence whatsoever. You know, it's business as usual, and we just move on because, whatever it is, however the elected bureaucratic permanent class is protected by the institutions within the Beltway, they continue to protect one another, and it's we the people who are getting screwed.
Right. And so, you know, with all of this whistleblower revelation coming out, like I said, it's chum in the water, right? It's It basically gives the right some ammo, but when you have, you know, a 9mm and your opposition has basically the military and tanks pointed at you, who do you think is going to win?
No question. Yeah. But, you know, the thing is that what they're fighting against, Megan, again, I just have faith in the truth. The truth always comes out. And if we are going to save this country, then we need to re-embrace the truth. I mean, like we talked about when we first, started our conversation, we have to decouple. We've got to decouple from all this insanity, all the lies, decouple from all these influences that have come into our country, that have at least captured our elected officials, all these things that are bringing down our commitment to the U.S. Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I don't disagree with you, but how does that decoupling look? You know, what does that entail? It entails really winning an election, but it's beyond that. Mm. It's much further beyond that. It's about winning an election with the right person who has the fortitude and the will to do what needs to be done, and that is drastic.
Well, we'll leave it there to be continued. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids.
The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
USA News Update. Authorities in Texas are identifying the dead gunman in Saturday's mass shooting as a 33-year-old Hispanic male, Mauricio Garcia. 8 people were killed and 7 others wounded in the weekend shooting at Allen Premium Outlets, roughly 30 miles north of Dallas. The gunman was killed by an off-duty police officer that was at the mall and responded. Citizen Cole Korpchak was a witness at the mall.
There's this guy dressed in all black, wearing a vest, has an assault rifle, and he's just shooting at people.
An experimental Chinese spacecraft safely returned to Earth after staying in orbit for 276 days. China was testing the country's reusable space technologies. The uncrewed spacecraft returned to the launch center in northwest China this morning. Today is officially Reward Yourself Day. Take advantage. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, by the way, all these great interviews that we do every day, Monday through Friday for you, they're there archived. It's so easy anymore, even on a podcast. After the show, all you got to do is say, play Bill Martinez Show. Siri, play Bill Martinez. Wherever you download your podcast from, boom, it'll pop up. It'll be right there for you at your convenience to download, share with your friends and neighbors. By all means, our gift to you, because that's the way we roll. We're givers here. We're going to talk about the myth of over-punishment. It's about a new book that breaks down the American criminal justice system and smashes the mainstream media narrative. You ready for that? Dr. Barry Lasser joins us now. He is the author. Dr. Lasser, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing well, and great to be with you, Bill.
Well, justice is on trial here in the United States. I mean, clearly, we've got a clear contrast of what is going on. Some have said that justice has now become a multi-level, almost like a game of chess. It's just the way it's personified these days. What's your assessment?
Well, now the big worry are these ideologues, Bill, who want to decarcerate. They want to reduce the size of our prison population. Some of them want to eliminate prisons altogether, but it's very unrealistic. These policy proposals are really no policy proposals. They don't really have a handle on the realities of criminal justice in the United States. That's why I wrote the myth of overpunishment.
Is it a little bit, Dr. Lasser, of right observation, wrong conclusion, perhaps? I know when we talk about ideologues,
That's a tough situation, because in any situation, you can be ideologically fixed on the right or on the left, and it just leaves you no room to really have a what we would like to have whenever we're assessing things like this, a 30,000, perspective, foot above something, to really discern what we're dealing with. When we talk about that, is that what you would say?
Yeah, I think I'm all for improvements in the system. There are always going to be changes in the criminal justice system. What I say is, let's make changes based on the realities of the system. And that's really what we need to do. We need to look and see what those realities are. For instance, we know from interviews of individuals in the, across the United States, we know that there are over 18 million crimes committed each year. Now, only about 577,000 people are admitted to prison each year. Obviously, there's a big gap there. So we need to take these realities into account when we say we're imprisoning too many people. Too many in terms of what? Obviously not in terms of the crimes committed. Now, of course, you know, crimes can be violent, crimes can be really serious, and crimes can be relatively minor. I'm well aware of that. Nonetheless, let's look at the real numbers before we argue for reforms or changes in the system.
Well, when you talk about this big discrepancy, I mean, is this a recent discrepancy, or we're just kind of averaging this out over the last decades?
No. Every year, the Census Department actually makes a public survey of potential crime victims. In 2019, they interviewed around 249,000 people. That's a massive survey.
Wow.
In fact, if you compare the political surveys, Bill, you know they interview maybe 1,000 people.
Exactly, 1,500 people.
No comparison.
Right.
No comparison. So, I mean, this is a very reliable survey. It's done every year. Then the data are collated and published, so there's a bit of a lag there. But ultimately, we get data like this each year, and we know that a lot of Americans are victimized by crime, and we have numbers.
Well, and with these numbers, again, you're saying, okay, here's the latest numbers that we're looking at. The reason I'm asking that question is that, because we're hearing a lot about these DAs that refuse to prosecute, that are minimizing felonies or reducing felonies to misdemeanors, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Is that affecting these numbers that are all, or they're pretty much steady?
No, that won't affect these numbers, but it does affect the other end of the equation, that is how we handle these offenses. That's the part that I'm concerned about. So if a prosecutor says, well, we need to reduce incarceration, so I'm not going to seek any jail or prison time for X number of offenders, well, that's a problem, and that's a problem that the system and the public have to deal with, because, well, what if they go on and graduate to more serious crimes, as often they do? What if they repeat their crimes over and over again? Well, how are we going to handle that? So, you know, this is the problem. This is the sort of back end problem, Bill, when you have the crimes that are committed and we have the people who were arrested, and what are we going to do with them?
Barry, how much time, I mean, are we talking about, you know, are we taking a look at, the last 5 years, the last 10 years? I'm just trying to put this in context and perspective for our audience here.
Sure. Yeah. There's a lag with data, because it has, especially if it's national data, and that's what I rely on. So there's always a lag, because they have to gather the data, and they have to collate the thing, and they have to see, do the analysis, and then publish it. So if you look at the FBI data, you look at the Centers for Disease Control data on homicide victimization, there's always a lag. Most of my data, I try to keep things up to date. Most of the data comes from before the pandemic year, so 2019. But believe me, Bill, the data don't change that much. The scale of crimes in the United States is very high each year. So the data don't change that significantly or dramatically. However, you could have crime booms over long time periods. Now, we had a crime spike, as I call it, during the pandemic years. Definitely a homicide spike, a violent crime spike. Now I expect it to go down, to abate in 2023. But we'll see. We'll see if I'm right. The pandemic itself caused problems. Okay, nothing
right, with
those prosecutors. The pandemic itself caused the crime spurt.
Yep, exactly. Well, and it seems that whenever there's a stress on society, you've got more manifestation of crime that takes place. And, you know, this is one of those, I think, you know, things that go along with, you know, whatever stress. In this case, it happened to be a pandemic. And you had people that their normal lifestyles were changed. People were more at home. They weren't going to work. You had a lot of negativity going. All these were influentials into, you know, what was happening with the crime, don't you think?
Absolutely. And even more significant, it affected the way police work. Police became reluctant to get out of their patrol cars. They became reluctant to pursue a crime aggressively. They didn't behave the way police normally behave. And let's not forget the protests after George Floyd's death.
Right.
You had massive protests throughout the United States. And the police were then assigned to monitor the protests, many of which turned violent. And when they were doing that, monitoring protests, they weren't doing the usual crime control activities. So all of that fed in to the crime spike during the pandemic years.
Yeah, you take your eyes off the ball here because regardless of the situation, you know, you still have a mission to accomplish here. And if you, right? I mean, basically, that's what you're saying. And so we can kind of see where this goes on. See, my old question, my point in all this is that it would seem that the empirical evidence is quite clear. And why hasn't there been an adjustment here? If anything, it's going in the opposite direction.
Well, if you mean in response to the crime spike of 2020, 2021, of course, we were afraid to incarcerate more people. In fact, we were doing the opposite. We were releasing people from jails for fear that they would get COVID and die in the jail.
And exacerbate the problem all the more. Yeah, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there on the other side. We've got more from Dr. Barry Latzer, and we're talking about his book, The Myth of Overpunishment. Stay right where you are.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow is to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Then comes the question that I ask myself, what is the path for me?
We're back with you. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Senator Tom Cotton had this to say about Barry Latzer's book. So one of the most exciting aspects of this book is that it does not settle for defending the American criminal justice system in the context of history alone, nor does it take the easy route frequented by soft on crime and tough on crime advocates alike of merely calling for more or less law enforcement. Instead, it offers a glimpse at the possible criminal justice system of the future. Dr. Barry Latzer continues with us as we talk about his book, The Myth of Overpunishment. Kind words, insightful words, and I'm sure that is your hope, is that you took a look at this myth of overpunishment to say, okay, well, let's define what the issue is, but let's talk about some solutions here, right?
Absolutely, and I think what Senator was referring to was my proposal to expand the use of electronic monitoring, known as the just bracelets. And right. I think this will help considerably with our criminal justice problem in the United States. Well, can expand on that if you want, Bill.
Yeah, let's expand on it, but I want to remind everybody, I think heads are still kind of still spinning here when we talked about in the first segment about the number of crimes that take place every year versus the number of incarcerations. Remind everybody again of that big number.
Yeah, I mean, the survey of the public, now this is the general public, without an axe to grind, without sort of an ideological message to deliver, 18.6 million crimes, 10 million arrests were eventuated out of those crimes, because probably half of them aren't even reported. And of those 10 million arrests, 1.4 million jail and 577,000 in prison. So you could see that the thing shrank considerably from the number of crimes to the number of punishments. Now, keeping in mind that some may not have been guilty, may have been guilty of a relatively minor crime. So we wouldn't expect all of those folks who did crime to, you know, to end up in prison. But we, I think we would expect more of them to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, let's go ahead and address what you were talking about in terms of reform and what you had in mind. Go ahead.
Yes. Now, 80% of those sentenced to prison never complete the terms of their sentence. They're released before the end of their terms. And they're released usually to parole. Mm-hmm. And they have to serve the rest of their time on parole. Now, theoretically, they're monitored by parole officers. But as we all know, the parole officers are up to their eyeballs with cases, and they really cannot closely monitor all of the released offenders. Mm-hmm. Now, we also know that released offenders commit lots more crime. In fact, to put a number on it, over 9 years, the people released from prison were tracked, and 83% were arrested for another crime during that nine-year period, mostly in the first year after release. So here's my proposal. My proposal is, let's make better use, more aggressive use, of the technology that we in the United States developed. Let's put the bracelet on people who are admitted to parole so that we could determine where they go, what they do in terms of their location. We can't tell what they're doing from day to day. We can't tell even if they would tear off that bracelet and commit a crime. But it would be a deterrent to additional crime. For instance, supposing the man went to jail because he was assaulting his ex-wife or girlfriend and maybe her children, their children as well. We can arrange for the bracelet to notify the authorities when he approaches the home, the residence of that woman. We could also arrange for the bracelet to notify the authorities when he approaches her workplace to give her additional protections. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be a real step up in these domestic violence cases. Is it a panacea? No. Nothing is, except prison itself. But as I say, we don't keep people in prison for their whole natural lives. So this kind of use of electronic technology, I think, would be a real benefit to us.
Because we're trying to do what we set out to do, and that is to protect innocence and to discourage crime, right? And anything that does that to that end, which this would do, because it's going to cause someone to take a second thought, because with this, of course, these electronic devices and the data information, I mean, it's not like you even have to monitor them on real time. Maybe they come in and have a meeting with a parole officer 2 weeks later, and you look at the data that the bracelet is putting out, and you see that they have violated the, the geofence.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's right there in data, right? So what is he going to say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, the bracelet can be a reminder. Meet your parole officer. Go downtown. Go to this address. You have an appointment at 12 o'clock. Be there. Go to your place of employment. It could remind him of that. Supposing he has a drug problem, it could remind him to go to the drug treatment facility. A report to the drug treatment facility at 10 a.m. in the morning. It helps to have reminders. You know, we all have busy lives. The bracelet can serve as a reminder device to tell people to meet their obligations. In fact, you and I have phones like that, smartphones. We use them all the time to remind us of our appointments. Well, so can ex-offenders, and they would have to wear it, and they'd have to receive those reminders. So it's really a win-win when you think about it, Bill. It could encourage the released guy to be law-abiding. It could reduce the prison population so that he won't have to go back to it. It could reduce the expenses of imprisonment and keep us all a bit safer. It's triple win.
And it also validates good behavior, right? Because as much as it would say that when he infringed on the law or broke the law or violated his parole conditions, it can also cite that he's you know, we're saying his. We're using the male term here consistently.
Yeah, sure.
It goes across all genders here. But that it would demonstrate that, yeah, I mean, they are abiding, and that sets up a track record, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It helps the parolee adhere to the terms of his release. It helps him keep out of prison. I think that's a great thing. By the way, some of the most progressive countries in the world, in Scandinavia, Norway, Sweden, they use the bracelet much more than we do. Why shouldn't we use, we who invented the technology,
exactly.
Why shouldn't we use it?
Mm-hmm. And how is it playing out for them?
Well, the studies show that it's actually effective. Again, you know, it's not a panacea, and they don't always release recidivism data, by the way we do. But nonetheless, the studies show that it works, that it's effective, that it helps, certainly. And it's a lot cheaper than incarceration. So I'm not saying you can eliminate prisons. You can't. People do serious crimes. We'll still need our prison system. But right. What I'm saying is this could help people rehabilitate and stay out of prison.
Well, here we are, Barry. You know, violent crime, especially murders, have exploded in the last 2 years. Based on your research, what's caused this surge in criminality?
Well, I think this is, as I said earlier, pandemic-related. It's made the police less proactive. It made us release people from jails and prisons. It changed our day-to-day routines. It seems also to, for some reason, encourage gangs who fight in the big urban areas, and that causes a lot of injury and death. So it's certainly been a negative, in addition, of course, to the 1 million people who died in the United States from the disease itself. But it's definitely been a negative for the criminal justice system. And we're coming out of it. Thank goodness we're coming out of it. But, of course, crime is still a problem. We know from these mass shootings that we still have a problem in the United States. And we have to address it rationally. Not irrationally with pie-in-the-sky proposals to release everyone from prison. This is not going to work. It's dangerous and it's foolish. Foolish.
Well, psychologically, Barry, it would seem that our society has become more angry. I don't know, just in the last decade or so. Is that
yeah.
part and parcel to this as well?
Yeah, I think so, because what it does is it polarizes the elected system, Congress, president. And instead of seeking rational solutions and compromises, they seem to be digging in and refusing to compromise. We see this in the immigration policy issue and really in the criminal justice field as well. And that's unfortunate. I mean, you know, sometimes when government acts, it makes a hash of things and makes things worse. But there are certain things government is going to be responsible for, preserving the sanctity of our borders, taking care of criminal offenders, and protecting the public. And we really need the government to get together and compromise a bit and come up with sensible policy.
Barry, we've got about 30 seconds left. Some might argue that, you know, they hear about innocent men being exonerated, released after decades behind bars.
Mm.
They may challenge this idea of overpunishment. 25 seconds. What do you say? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Such a short time.
Yeah. Well, the media plays that up, Bill, and they're horrible cases, very disturbing cases, but they're rare. They're really rare. You know, you can't change policies overall because of occasional rare cases, horrible though they may be. That's not a reason to junk the whole system. That's what I
exactly.
think.
Dr. Barry Lasser has been our guest. His book, The Myth of Overpunishment, which will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com and available at all the
If you're concerned
places.
About the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated? Try.